The camera is shaking. The image is blurry, compressed twice, once by the phone, once by the app, and what you can make out is a man in dark clothing, walking toward the lens. He is on a wooden bridge, suspended over a dry creek bed, in the middle of Indiana, on a cold Monday in February. The girls have no way to know it yet, but they have just made the most important decision of the investigation. They kept filming. Libby German was 14 years old. Abby Williams was 13. They had been dropped off at a trailhead in Delphi, Indiana, at 1:35 in the afternoon. They were hiking the Monon High Bridge Trail, a stretch of old railroad trestle, repurposed for foot traffic, splintered planks over a 12-foot drop, a popular spot for Carroll County kids. It was February 13, 2017, a Monday. They were scheduled to be picked up at 3. Nobody came to pick up two bodies. The video lasts 43 seconds. Libby uploaded it to Snapchat while she was on the bridge. In the clip, you can make out a man moving toward the camera, hands in jacket pockets, cap low over his face, walking with what Indiana State Police later described as a deliberate gait. He is not running, he is not hiding. He is walking the way someone walks when they have already decided what happens next. Investigators would spend 2 years showing that video at press conferences, asking the public to identify the man. They received 60,000 tips. Most of them led nowhere. The investigation stalled so publicly that in 2019, Indiana State Police released an updated composite sketch and changed their description of the suspect's clothing, a detail shift that would later surface in court as evidence of internal disagreement about which direction the case should go. But there was a second piece of audio from that bridge. Libby's phone continued recording. The words captured in fragments, partially intelligible, reduced to a short sentence, were broadcast at a press conference in 2017. Three words, down the hill, a male voice, calm, instructional. Investigators called the audio the clearest piece of physical evidence in the case. They also knew it wasn't enough. Audio without a face, a video without a name, and bodies that told forensic investigators a great deal about what had happened on that trail, but nothing about who had done it. Richard Allen lived in Delphi. He was 48 years old at the time of his arrest in 2022, 5 years after the murders. He worked at a CVS pharmacy. He had a wife and a daughter. He had attended community vigils for Abby and Libby. He had, investigators later confirmed, walked the same trail on the same day as the girls. The physical evidence tying Allen to the crime scene included an unspent bullet, a .40-caliber round found near the bodies that investigators said was consistent with a gun registered to Allen. Defense attorneys argued that the bullet had been contaminated and that the chain of custody for physical evidence was compromised. They pointed to the fact that it had taken police 5 years to arrest Allen, despite him living less than a mile from the trailhead. There is something that happened during the investigation that has never been fully explained publicly. Evidence recovered near the crime scene in the days following the murders included what investigators initially described to local reporters as a note, handwritten, not typed, found in a location that required specific knowledge of the area to access. This note was referenced in early case documentation, but was later classified and its contents not made available to the defense during early discovery. The trial judge ruled on its admissibility in a closed hearing. The note, whatever it contained, was never publicly read into the record. That note is still there in the case file. Its contents are still sealed. Allen's trial opened in October 2024 and lasted 18 days. The prosecution built its case on the bullet, on testimony placing Allen on the bridge that day, and on voice analysis. A branch of forensic science that is contested in American courts has an error rate that varies dramatically depending on the methodology, and that in this case produced testimony that the defense challenged aggressively. The voice analysis expert testified that the down-the-hill audio was a match to Allen's recorded voice. The defense's expert testified the opposite. What the prosecution also had was the Snapchat video itself. The 43 seconds of a man walking toward the camera in the way someone walks when they have already decided. Investigators had enhanced the footage, They had run it through multiple imaging software iterations. They produced a composite timeline of where every identified person on the Monon High Bridge Trail had been that afternoon. Based on parking records, cell tower data, and the few other witness accounts from that day, Alan, they argued, was the only person with unaccounted for time in the right location at the right window. The jury deliberated for 7 hours. On October 26, 2024, they returned a guilty verdict on 2 counts of murder. Richard Allen was sentenced to 130 years without the possibility of parole. The defense immediately announced an appeal. The appeals process in Indiana has moved slowly. Filings as of 2026 have raised 2 primary arguments. The adequacy of Allen's representation at trial. He went through multiple defense attorneys before trial, and the question of the sealed evidence and whether withholding it from full defense review constituted a due process violation. The Indiana Court of Appeals has not yet issued a ruling. Back in Delphi, the families of Abby Williams and Libby German have said publicly that they believe the verdict is correct. They have also said that questions about the investigation's early years, the 5-year gap between the murders and the arrest, the composite sketch revisions, the shifts in suspect description remain ones they want answered. Libby German's grandmother, who raised Libby, has said in interviews that what still undoes her is the simplest thing, that Libby knew what to do, that she had the presence of mind. At 14, terrified on a bridge in the middle of Indiana with her best friend and a man walking toward them who made something in her understand that they were not getting out of this, to keep her phone out and her finger on the camera. In the forensics of this case, that decision is everything. That video is everything. The prosecution would not have had a face without it. The audio enhancement would not have had a baseline without it. The 43 seconds of footage that Libby German captured in the last minutes of her life became the central document of a 7-year investigation into her murder. She didn't know she was building a case. She was 14. She was scared. She kept filming. The Monon High Bridge Trail is still open to the public. The old railroad trestle is still there. People still walk it. Local residents have placed a memorial marker near the trailhead. 2 names, 2 dates, a small white cross. On February 13th every year, the parking lot fills up before sunrise. Richard Allen is currently housed in the Indiana Department of Correction. His appeal is pending. The sealed note from the crime scene is still classified. The 43-second video that Libby German uploaded to Snapchat on February 13, 2017, remains in evidence. Down the hill, the words sit in the audio file, the way certain things sit in the mind long after you think you've stopped hearing them. Calm, quiet, already decided. The question the appeal courts will eventually have to answer is a narrow legal one about process and disclosure. But the question that Delphi has been living with since 2017, the one that anyone who has watched that 43-second clip finds themselves unable to put down, is something different. It is the question of what it means that a child understood. In the moments before she could not understand anything anymore, that the only thing she could do was make the person walking toward her visible, was what Libby German did on that bridge. Keeping the camera steady, uploading the clip, leaving the audio running, an act of presence of mind in the face of unimaginable fear, or something else entirely, something that doesn't have a clean name. And does it matter if the case built on what she left behind still has sealed evidence that nobody outside that courtroom has been allowed to read?